It seems to be the sort of fashion to sort of be vegetarian. Ages ago, they used to eat meat, didn't they? Well, we still do, but it seems to be the sort of done thing now to be seen as eating vegetables and eating a lot of weird stuff that we wouldn't usually eat or never did eat before. I don't get the problem with a bit of chicken, though. I mean, everyone likes a bit of chicken. But everyone seems to want to be a vegetarian now, and it seems like if you are vegetarian, like, you have to be specially catered for, which I don't understand, because it seems like you can't eat in front of a vegetarian. It annoys me, vegetarians, because it doesn't end at them not eating it. You can't eat it either, and if you eat it, you're wrong. But it's stupid, it's daft, that, because when we was about a million years ago, we was all tucking into a bit of lamb, weren't we? Literally a lamb, just stuck in a field somewhere, just ripping it apart. But now you can't even eat it after it's like been like sort of delicately killed. Well, I don't think it's been delicately killed, because that's a big thing as well, isn't it? Animal rights. But we're not going into that, because I don't know nothing about it, and I'm sort of touching on a hot topic here, actually. But we shan't be rude to anyone. But I just don't get vegetarians and their rules. I mean, it's all right if they say, "Oh, right, I'm a vegetarian." Not actually when you say, "Do you want to come round and have a bit of dinner?" And then they come round and then you cook them a chicken. And they go, "Oh, I'm a vegetarian." What's that? Do you know what I mean? What is that about? If they go before when you say, "Do you want to come round my house? Do you want to have a bit of chicken?" They go, "I'm a vegetarian, but you can have it, and I'll have a pasta." That's fine. That's brilliant. That. I can handle that, but it's when you're wrong, and it's sort of like, they sort of say it with a bit of smugness and a smile on their face, "I'm a vegetarian." Well, I'm a vegetarian. And it's sort of like, yeah, so what? I'm the one eating a bit of duck here, and I'm the one having fun. You're sat in there eating that twigs, not having any fun, so do what you want. But, yeah, I think we were made to sort of eat animals, really. I mean, tucking into a bit of a little bit of leaf doesn't seem very appealing as a bit of bacon. Everyone likes a bit of bacon. So, everyone likes the smell of bacon. I'm sure everyone would have a bit of bacon. If you gave a vegetarian a bit of bacon, left them in a room with it for about 10 minutes, it'd be gone. And if you left them in there with a leaf, they'd probably be sort of planting it or something. It's just, I don't get it. I really don't get vegetarians. But, apparently, I've just seen that meat eating helped people rule the world. Giving up our vegetarian ways and choosing to include meat in our diet has helped mankind successfully populate the planet, according to a new study. I don't know what that means, really, but is it standing? I think it's standing against me. It's a proven my point, isn't it, that meat's good for you, really? When early humans started eating meat and hunting, the higher quality diet meant women would wean their children earlier and give birth to more children quicker. So yeah, that's sort of basic, isn't it? That meat's good for you. We're meant to eat meat, vegetables. It's good, isn't it? If you want to see in the dark, eat your carrots. But if you want to sort of stay alive, have a bit of chicken. Because I don't think that a strawberry or something will sort of keep you ticking. That's another thing. Breakfast. The continental breakfast. Who eats that? You've got a full English breakfast going, some scrambled eggs and that, and then they go, "Not for me, please, I'll just have the continental breakfast." I mean, who the hell says that? Bit of toast, bit of beans, maybe some bit of sausage, maybe. Who has a continental breakfast? But yeah, it's fine. It's just when vegetarians, I've not got anything against them, it's just the way they carry on. And I said, I'm friends with a vegetarian, right? I said, I'm gonna go in the shop and get some crisps. Do you want some? I said, "What do you want?" He said, "Chicken." I said, "What? Chicken crisps?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "It's not real chicken." Well, who's picking and choosing? Do you know what I mean? Where did it stop? Can you have a chicken as long as it's been smeared with vegetables? Then is it a vegetable chicken and it's no longer offensive to all chicken somewhere? I just think it's daft, really. But someone try and explain it to me if you want. We're coming up to the end now. This is the first podcast, so I'm not sure how long I've been talking, but I'll be doing another one. And it might be longer than this or shorter than this, depending on how I thought this went. Please leave your feedback. Tell me what you thought. Tell me what songs you want playing. Leave some requests on that, and we'll do them. So this is the last song. Thank you for listening. I might do more next time, I might do less next time. Let me know what you think. I'm definitely doing them, so you can't say that, don't do them. I'm going to be doing them, whatever you think. But just leave some constructive criticism. No twats, please, saying, oh, you're daft, oh, you're stupid and all that. Just a bit constructive and we'll work around it, won't we? So here's the last song. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. My name is David Thompson. You can go to my Facebook page, www.facebook.com. Let me type it in quick and see what my Facebook page is, because that sounded really unprofessional. I was on the brink of sounding professional there. Alright. www.facebook.com/BAFFSBAZINGA. That's my Facebook page. You can go to my Twitter, www.twitter.com/AccordingToDavid, and the two is spelled as the number two, and that's my Twitter page. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Right, here's the last song. Right.